Section 2, Cultural Challenge 2. Being happy at work and finding a greater sense of community with co-workers. Spiritual Breakthrough. Discover educational research findings on three primary values related to our feelings and natural law. Learn to use the primary values on the part that is coming from us for greater happiness and greater sense of community, and how to find joy even in harsh environments. There is a wallet-sized card that you can print out. The wallet-sized card says this: what can you do to make things better? Turn around bad into good. Locate primary values, doing that which is truly in the best interests of others, attaining a goal or other end not necessarily preconceived as a goal, but which becomes a goal once experienced, operating in an area of meaningful expansion to yourself. The rule is this: if one or more of the values is present and the experience does not go against any of the other values, you will feel good. If the experience goes against one or more of the values, you will feel bad even if other values are present. It's called the adversity card. Loquate is a center for peace. If you want inner peace when you face adversity, follow the procedure outlined on this card. When you face adversity, you will feel bad. When you feel bad, you can determine the part that is coming from you and the part that is coming from others. This is most important because the part that is coming from you can be changed. The part that is coming from others can only be changed through God. The center of this folding card explains how to invoke God. The reverse side of this card explains how to change yourself. Center of the card. For those with our Lord in mind, invoke God. Our Lord would have us be happy, not sad. He asks us to ask Him into our heart. He will guide us. Primary values and prayer. When we choose the primary values, we choose the Lord. When we choose the Lord, we pray. Prayer is essential in overcoming adversity. Pray for so-called adversity. We need to pray for our so-called adversary. In so doing, we ask God to forgive our adversary for hurting us. We learn the part that is from our adversary and the part that is from us. Change. We can use the primary values to change the part that is from us. We can use prayer to change the part that is beyond us. Make a place for pain in our heart. If we choose our adversary, we submit to him. We call this making a place for pain in our heart. Accept the worst. Determine the worst outcome possible. Ask God to help you accept even that outcome if it is His will. Suffering and joy. We will know we have suffered enough when we suffer no longer. Then we will experience joy. Joy is different from happiness. In joy, we still are afflicted. In happiness, our affliction ends. Peace. If we are innocent, we will suffer no more. God will hold us up. Change through our cross. If we are innocent, God will bring His will to bear. His will is mighty. His will can change any situation. He will not abandon us. It is through our suffering that He has vowed to change the world. Our cross is holy. Loquate. Identity Experience Evaluation. Affirmation means a two-way street. You affirm your workplace, and your workplace affirms you. For this mutual affirmation to occur, the only one-to-one correlation possible is an identity experience. A defining experience that contains the individual member's good experience and the good experience of the organization all in one experience. Such an experience is called an identity experience because it is elevated or post-personally chosen by the participant as typical of what it means to belong to the workplace group or organization. A written mission statement can serve to make clear an organization's purpose and define the framework for identity experiences with sense of community. Practical feedback. Often, adversity challenges the organization in the accomplishment of its mission statement. Best practices are shared to foster work meets faith, small group member good experiences when facing adversity. Best practices are stories of others in accomplishing that which they value the most, which may provide practical options for the work meets faith small group member. Best practices help you to do all the things you need to do in the limited time that you have. Best practices are screened for primary values which permit a sense of community. Work meets faith small groups help individual members of the group learn new ways affirmed by the group that can become an identity or defining experience for the group and for the individual member. Primary values. Primary values are those values that lead to the sense of community. Primary values are adopted as basic human rights by those seeking the sense of community. In facing adversity, sometimes there is nothing more that you can do, even knowing primary values. The experience may still be bad. Other times, a member can learn to change based on primary values affirmed in feedback by the group to both accomplish the mission statement and a good experience for the participant. Work meets faith, small group support. Each member's personality offers an opportunity for a unique point of view. In facing adversity, group support is meaningful. When the leaders in the environment know the members and go out of their way to be helpful, the feedback group can provide group support and become an incubator or model group for the larger group of which it is a part. Building faith is the one-to-one correlation between mission statement accomplishment and personal happiness. Tolerance of individual uniqueness grows through primary values adopted as basic human rights. Trust grows with personal success. It is this success that builds trust. When trust is real, the atmosphere radiates cohesiveness. A community forms. When a community forms, personal diversity gets celebrated for its contribution. Then faith in diversity grows. When differences in personality, background, and beliefs are celebrated for their contribution, the environment is said to have the sense of community. The 999 Digital Retreat Kit shows you how to create a sense of community step by step. Engagement is activated through the Work Meets Faith small group. We will now turn to our second discussion group set of questions. Discussion group 2, sharing questions. Again, think of each of these questions, what your answer would be, and then when you get together with others in the discussion group, have your discussion. Number 1, can you describe a portion of your work that you prefer doing? 2, does the portion of your work that you prefer doing give meaning to your work life? 3, is there a way you can do more of this preferred work?